Hello and welcome. I am so glad you're here today. Before we dive in, I want to say something I genuinely mean. You showing up right now, pressing play, choosing to invest a few minutes in your own health, that is an act of self-advocacy. And self-advocacy is one of the most powerful things you can do for your well-being. You don't need a medical degree or a gym membership or a perfect diet to start making meaningful changes. You just need information, a little curiosity, and the belief that your choices matter. Because they do. They really, really do. Today's episode is called The Invisible Forces Shaping How You Feel and What You Can Do Today. We are drawing on insights from some incredible voices in functional and integrative medicine, Dr. Rhonda Patrick, Dr. Dawn, Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. Elizabeth Boham, and researchers at the Institute for Functional Medicine. And what connects everything we're going to talk about today is one simple empowering idea. Your everyday lifestyle choices, what you eat, how you move, how you sleep, how you handle stress, are among the most powerful tools you have for long-term health. Not expensive procedures, not complicated protocols, the everyday stuff. Let's get into it. Okay, let's start with something that surprises a lot of people. There is a type of fat in the body called visceral fat, and it's different from the fat you might pinch on your arm or your side. Visceral fat lives deep inside your abdomen, wrapping around your organs like the liver and kidneys. You cannot see it in the mirror, and you cannot feel it. But according to Dr. Rhonda Patrick, speaking on the Diary of a CEO, this is one of the most important and most underappreciated factors in how our bodies function day to day. Here is the key thing to understand. Visceral fat is not passive. Think of it less like a storage closet and more like a factory that is constantly running, releasing inflammatory signals and fatty acids into your system that quietly interfere with how your body uses energy. Dr. Patrick noted that someone can look completely lean in the mirror and still be carrying significant visceral fat. The outside doesn't always tell the whole story. Now, why does this matter for how you feel on a Tuesday afternoon? It comes down to something called insulin sensitivity, which is basically your body's ability to respond to the hormone insulin. Insulin is like a key that unlocks your cells so they can absorb energy from your blood. When visceral fat disrupts this process, the key stops working as well. Glucose, that's blood sugar, starts piling up in the bloodstream. Your pancreas panics and overproduces insulin. Then your blood sugar swings too low. And that is when you feel it, that heavy, foggy, reach for the cookies mid-afternoon crash. Dr. Dawn, on her podcast Ask Dr. Dawn, described the same cycle as one of the most common and fixable drivers of ongoing fatigue and cravings. Building on that, the good news is that visceral fat is genuinely responsive to lifestyle changes, especially regular movement and stable eating patterns. We'll come back to that. Here is something that might shift how you think about digestion. Your gut is not just processing food. It is also playing a direct role in your hormonal balance. Dr. Mark Hyman and Dr. Elizabeth Boham explained this beautifully on Dr. Hyman's podcast. Inside your digestive tract lives a vast, teeming community of bacteria, your gut microbiome. And some of those bacteria, when they're out of balance, produce an enzyme that essentially recycles used estrogen back into your bloodstream instead of letting your body excrete it. Think of it like a recycling plant that keeps sending old material back into circulation when it should have been cleared out. This is especially relevant for conditions like endometriosis, but Dr. Hyman was clear that the broader principle applies widely. A healthy, diverse gut microbiome supports healthier hormone patterns across the board. And what feeds a healthy microbiome? Fiber, which we'll talk more about in a moment, fermented foods like yogurt, kimchi, or sauerkraut, and simply reducing the ultra-processed foods that tend to crowd out the beneficial bacteria over time. Small, consistent choices here add up in ways that ripple through your whole hormonal system. Here is something that might shift how you think about digestion. Your gut is not just processing food, it is also playing a direct role in your hormonal balance. Dr. Mark Hyman and Dr. Elizabeth Boham explained this beautifully on Dr. Hyman's podcast. Inside your digestive tract lives a vast, teeming community of bacteria, your gut microbiome. And some of those bacteria, when they're out of balance, produce an enzyme that essentially recycles used estrogen back into your bloodstream instead of letting your body excrete it. Think of it like a recycling plant that keeps sending old material back into circulation when it should have been cleared out. This is especially relevant for conditions like endometriosis, but Dr. Hyman was clear that the broader principle applies widely. A healthy, diverse gut microbiome supports healthier hormone patterns across the board. And what feeds a healthy microbiome? Fiber, which we'll talk more about in a moment, fermented foods like yogurt, kimchi, or sauerkraut, and simply reducing the ultra-processed foods that tend to crowd out the beneficial bacteria over time. Small, consistent choices here add up in ways that ripple through your whole hormonal system. This next one is a bit of a wow moment, so stay with me. Research presented at an Institute for Functional Medicine conference highlighted a protein called clotho, and here's the fascinating part. Your skeletal muscle tissue actually produces it. Researchers are studying clotho as what they call a biomarker of healthy aging, essentially a signal of how well your body is aging at a cellular level. In a large population study called the NHANES database, think of it as a very wide visual progress map of health patterns across hundreds of thousands of people. Those with higher clotho levels tended to have lower overall mortality. More importantly, researchers found what they call a U-shaped curve. If you were to draw this on a graph, it would look like a gentle valley. Outcomes are best in the middle range, and both very low and very high levels appear less favorable. That is a really useful reminder that in health, balance and sustainability tend to beat extremes every single time. Now, what supports healthy clotho levels? The lifestyle choices are ones you'll recognize. Regular aerobic movement at a moderate, sustainable pace. The kind where you can hold a conversation but feel pleasantly challenged. A Mediterranean-style eating pattern rich in vegetables, legumes, whole grains, and olive oil. And consistent quality sleep. These are not dramatic interventions. They are the everyday foundations. Let's talk about stress for a moment, because it's easy to think of stress as purely emotional. But Dr. Don describes something worth really sitting with. Chronic stress shows up in your biology in measurable ways. Specifically, she talked about telomeres, the protective caps on the ends of your DNA strands. She described them perfectly as being like the little plastic tips on the ends of shoelaces. When those tips wear down, the shoelace starts to fray. Research suggests that chronic stress can shorten telomeres over time, essentially accelerating cellular aging.
More encouragingly, Dr. Don also shared that practices like meditation and mindfulness-based stress reduction appear to help support telomere length. That means intentional stress management has a real cellular-level impact on how your body ages. And Dr. Rhonda Patrick added a parallel insight. Sustained high cortisol, your body's primary stress hormone, is one of the most direct drivers of visceral fat accumulation, particularly when combined with poor sleep. So stress, sleep, and that deep belly fat are all connected in a loop. The good news is that addressing any one of them tends to help the others. Segment 5, your environment and your hormones. One more area I want to touch on before we get to today's action steps, and this one is about your everyday environment. Dr. Rhonda Patrick spent significant time discussing a group of substances called endocrine-disrupting compounds. These are chemicals found in things like plastic food containers, nonstick cookware, personal care products, and even printed receipts, and they can interfere with hormones like estrogen, testosterone, and thyroid hormone. Dr. Patrick shared a striking data point. Adolescent boys with the highest levels of BPA, that's bisphenol A, a common chemical in plastics, had 50% lower testosterone compared to those with the lowest levels. Eating canned soup was shown to increase BPA levels in the body by 1,000%. Those numbers are worth pausing on. But here is the hopeful part. Dr. Hyman and Dr. Boham found that switching to primarily home-cooked whole foods produced measurable reductions in these chemicals in the studies they referenced. You do not have to overhaul your entire life. Small practical swaps, like storing hot or fatty leftovers in glass containers instead of plastic, add up meaningfully over time. And building on that, Dr. Patrick noted that cruciferous vegetables like broccoli sprouts contain a compound called sulforaphane that actually supports your body's natural detoxification enzymes, including those that help clear BPA. Food really can be a form of protection. Okay, we have covered a lot of ground. Visceral fat, blood sugar, gut health, hormones, cellular aging, stress, and environmental chemicals. And I know that can feel like a lot. So let me bring it back to one single, completely free thing you can do today. Eat one more plant. That's it. A small handful of beans on your salad. An extra serving of broccoli at dinner. A piece of fruit with your afternoon snack. A spoonful of flaxseed stirred into your yogurt. Dr. Don shared data from a study of 17 million people showing that those with the highest fiber intake had about a 28% reduced risk of coronary artery disease. Yet more than 90% of Americans are not meeting their recommended fiber intake. One plant at one meal is a real, evidence-informed step that supports your blood sugar, your gut microbiome, your hormone balance, and your heart all at the same time. And please remember, everything we talked about today is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for your own doctor's guidance, especially if you have existing health conditions or are on medication. You know your body. Trust that instinct and reach out to your provider when something feels off. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. You showed up for yourself. You listened, you learned, and now you have one simple step to take. You've got this. Take care of yourself.